Treats that are like, especially from like milk products and all that.
Yeah, Rebbe, we gotta get mixed
in the I'm being biased towards Alfredo too much in my discussions. Right.
Like we
right, right, right.
You came into the baby dash.
Yeah, yeah, and he enjoys the poppers, the second tater poppers. He's a good guy. Right. You're right. Okay. Okay. So, in Perek Dalet of Megillas Esther, we have this terrible travesty. Mordechai gets wind of the collaboration between Haman and Achashverosh, and he puts on sackcloth, and he tears Kriya. Vayizak zaka gedola mora, and he's devastated. Esther gets wind of this, and she sends Hatzach to clarify why Mordechai is acting this way. And Mordechai tells Hatzach to tell Esther what happened, the decree, Achashverosh's collaboration with Haman, and tell him what happened. And Mordechai says, and tell Esther to go to Achashverosh to try to get things fixed. So Hatzach goes and conveys this message to Esther. He tells Esther what Mordechai told her. And Esther sends back a message to Mordechai that the king didn't call me, and it's very risky and dangerous for me to go and speak to the king. That was her response. Okay. Now the Gemara Megillah makes a diuk in the Psukim to draw a certain conclusion. If you look very carefully at the Psukim, so the first time Esther sends Hatzach, the Pasuk says explicitly that she sent Hatzach, that she sent Hatzach and he went. By Tikra Esther l'Hatzach, she called Hatzach, Misarisei HaMelech, from the attendants, and she sent him. By Yetzei Hatzach al Mordechai, and Hatzach went to Mordechai. So the first time when Esther sent Hatzach to clarify why Mordechai was acting this way, it says explicitly she sent him. But the second time, when Hatzach went to her and told her Mordechai's plan, and Esther responds to tell Mordechai that I can't do this, it's too risky. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayegidu leMordechai Estivrei Esther. And they told Mordechai the words of Esther that she's not willing to go to the king. So the Gemara is Medayik that the first time it said explicitly Hatzach went. The second time it's saying Vayegidu, and they, doesn't say Hatzach, it's in the plural, they went to tell Achashverosh what happened. So the Gemara says that the reason for the change in Lashon is that the second time Hatzach didn't go. When she sent him the second time to send that message to Achashverosh, he didn't go. Why didn't he go? Because the Gemara says that Mikan she'ein mashivan al ha'kilkala, that it's not a good idea to be a messenger to convey bad news. A person shouldn't convey bad news. The Gemara itself points out that Hatzach was Daniel. We're talking about an Adam Gadol here, who was a great tzaddik, and he didn't want to be part of this message that was being sent to Mordechai. Esther was telling Mordechai that she wasn't willing to be part of this plan, that she was nervous and she was worried about this plan. It's bad news. And so Hatzach refused to go. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Asks Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab asks on this whole story as explained by the Gemara. He says that if you think about it, the whole story doesn't seem to make sense according to the Gemara. Because what's the chain of events here? Mordechai is tearing Kriya. Esther sends Hatzach to go to Mordechai to find out what happens. Hatzach goes back to Esther, tells her about the whole decree, and then he refuses to go back to Mordechai to tell Mordechai Esther's lack of willingness to be part of this plan. Asks Rav Schwab, he says, I don't understand. If Hatzach wasn't willing to go to Mordechai at the end of the story to tell Mordechai that Esther wouldn't participate, then how come in the middle, when Mordechai told Hatzach about the decree, Lahashmed, Larog, Abed, to destroy all the Yehudim, how come Hatzach went to Esther to tell that message to Esther? In the middle of the story, Hatzach asks Mordechai what's going on, and Mordechai says, well, what's going on is Lahashmed, Larog, Abed, they're going to wipe out all Klal Yisrael. That message he's willing to convey to Esther, he's willing to convey to Esther a message that Klal Yisrael is going to be wiped out, but he's not willing to convey to Mordechai that Esther's not willing to participate in this plan. Ask Rav Schwab, if the Gemara is telling me that there's a principle, a person doesn't convey bad news, what could be worse news than the fact that Haman's planning on wiping out Klal Yisrael? He's willing to tell Esther about the bad news of Klal Yisrael being wiped out, but he's not willing to tell Esther, to tell Mordechai that Esther won't participate in this plan. What's the pshat? That's the kasha Rav Schwab asks on this incident based on the Gemara. So he says as follows. It's a very powerful yesod. Rav Schwab says like this. He says that when Haman and Ahasuerush came up with this plan to wipe out Klal Yisrael, it was bad. It was bad. But it wasn't the worst thing in the world. We have tefillah. We could daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Things could be rescinded. Okay. No. It's bad. But it's not so bad. There's what to do about it. It could be, we can deal with this. So that he was willing to convey to Esther. Mordechai says, we're going to be wiped out. I'll tell that to Esther. It's bad. It's not so bad. But when Esther told Mordechai that she's not willing to participate, says Rav Schwab, if a Yid sees Klal Yisrael in trouble, you see that Klal Yisrael is going through tzaros right now, and you have the ability to help them out, and you're not willing to be moser yourself for Klal Yisrael, that is worse news. That a person can see Klal Yisrael in pain and suffering, and he has the ability to alleviate that, and a person is not willing to use his kohos to help Klal Yisrael, that's bad news. That Hasaf didn't want to be a part of. All of us, we all have tremendous kohos, and we all have special capabilities. And what Rav Schwab is telling us is that a person has an obligation to use the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. We all have our own creativity and innovations and special, kohos. Everyone has them. And a person, it's a responsibility. It's given to us on loan. Hashem is lending to us our kohos. It's not Magili, it's not expected, it's a responsibility. If a person is good in a certain field, if a certain person has certain kohos, it's a responsibility to call Yisrael to use them properly. If a person just goes through life and a person doesn't use his kohos to help call Yisrael out, that's bad news. That's worse news in a certain sense than lahashmid, laharug, la'abed. Sorry, just checking the time here. Now, I'm going to spin the message a little bit based on a point Rapanus used to always make. This is true in a general sense in terms of whatever our kohos are and whatever fields or, of life we're going to go into. This is certainly true in a general sense. But there's another nekuda, which is another responsibility that we all have to call Israel, which I think is something that has to be ingrained in all of us. Rav Parnas used to always tell us, on a regular basis, his line was, Chesed is for your 30s. Chesed is for your 30s. What he meant by that was, that when a person is in his 20s, this is the time for us to work on ourselves. It's not the time to worry about other people. It's a time for a person to worry about himself. In your 30s, after you've developed yourself and you've made yourself into a Ben Torah and a Mensch and a Talmud Chacham, so then we go out to Klal Yisrael and then we can talk about helping Klal Yisrael. But the biggest help you could do for Klal Yisrael is to build yourself up. There's nothing greater that you can do for Klal Yisrael than to build yourself up. And this is the greatest responsibility that you all have to Klal Yisrael. Rav Schwab is telling us, whatever your personalized kohos are, whatever fields you're going to go into, use them for Klal Yisrael. Right? The house we had on the Waterbury Shabbaton was owned by a doctor. A doctor was a Ben Torah in Waterbury, gave us his house for the Shabbaton. That's using his personalized kohos for Klal Yisrael. Right? He's a doctor. He has an extra house. He gives it to Bnei Yeshiva as a chesed project. So that would be personalized kohos being used for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so maybe Ethan will give special dentist appointments, special dentist fees, and Daniel for the shear, we'll have a shear discount. You know what I'm saying?
That's using your. Nobody should need any work.
Yeah, of course.
The house.
Of course. but I'm saying, those are your specialized kohos. But the biggest responsibility each and every one of you have to Klal Yisrael, the best contribution you can make is to make yourself a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham will do more for Klal Yisrael than any other feat that can be achieved. I saw Rav Shlomo Shmadron, he brings this out of the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Torah stands on three things. Stands on three fundamental yesodos. On Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And the Mepharshim point out that it's not just talking about Torah as a klal, the world in general, but also a person's personal world. A person's Avodah Hashem stands on these three pillars of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah is Ben Adam La'atzmo, Avodah is Ben Adam La'makom, and Gemilas Chasadim is Ben Adam La'chaveru. These are the three pillars of a person's Avodah. And he points out that just like in every other Mishnah in Shas, they're written with precision and the order is perfect. So this Mishnah is no exception. The order in which it was presented is also perfect. Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. What the Mishnah is telling us is that with a person's personal Avodah, the first Avodah is Torah. Why is the first Avodah Torah? There are a lot of answers to this question, but one of the points he makes is a very sharp point, and it's very, very, very true, and it's something to think about. He says that the chesed a person who has Torah performs is better than the chesed that a person who doesn't have Torah will perform. A Talmud Chacham does better chesed for other people. A Talmud Chacham will have better avodah, will have a better tefillah. The way a Talmud Chacham will relate to other people is better. A Talmud Chacham will do more for Klal Yisrael. You can think about it, you know, in if you think about like the Baal Batim in your community, I'm sure they're amazing, wonderful Baal Batim. Let's not make the Baal Batim in your community. Let's make it the Baal Batim in some other community. But imagine we have Baal Batim in some other community. They're not so learned. So they want to, they're askanim, they want to help their community out. So they're part of the shul projects and part of all these events to help coordinate things. But if you're not a Ben Torah and you don't know what real chesed is, then as good intentioned as you possibly could be, it's not going to be so helpful for the community. You know, like, let's do a chesed for everyone. They can't hear the rabbi, so let's put a microphone in the shul. You know what I'm saying? Like, and people can't pass things to the women during davening, so let's lower the mechitzas. You know, I'm saying that's not chesed. So obviously this is a dramatic example, but on a much subtle level, it's true on a much more subtle level as well. That real chesed comes from a Talmud Chacham. So the greatest responsibility you have to Klal Yisrael is to make yourselves a Talmud Chacham. Not everyone's in this position. So that's the message of the Megillah, my friends. Go ahead. All right.